Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Duke must think it really has a premium football program. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I was looking around this week to see what tickets to Carolina's Thursday night football game at Duke would cost, and I thought I found a pretty good deal. Ticketmaster said I could buy 10 general admission end zone seats to the November 10th game at Wallace Wade Stadium for $97. Now Duke has given away thousands of tickets over the past few years, so I figured that $9.70 per ticket for the Carolina game was okay. So I clicked the button, and it came up a total of $970 for the 10 tickets. $97 per ticket for end zone seats in Wallace Wade Stadium, which is almost never filled? There must be some mistake, I thought. It turns out the Ticketmaster was attaching a surcharge to every ticket sold, but the Duke Athletic Department was still selling the same tickets for $80. On the UNC website, individual game tickets to see the Tar Heels play at home in 2016 are $40, $50, or $60, depending on the opponent. What makes Duke think it can charge $80 or $97 for a ticket for a lousy seat? Is it the multi-million dollar renovations they are doing at Wade Stadium? Or is it, as it usually is, because it is Duke, and Duke can do what it wants? Maybe they think they will get that price for tickets to the Carolina game, but it's not because the Dukies will buy all of them up. We all know the old horse show is about half light blue when the Tar Heels visit. Then I looked at Duke's schedule for 2016, a season after they lost a bunch of star players on defense, and starting quarterback Thomas Cirque may miss part or all of the season after shoulder surgery during spring practice. The slate is your typical front-loaded Blue Devil cakewalk with North Carolina Central and Wake Forest the first 2 weeks. But then they go to Northwestern and Notre Dame. To make a long story short, Duke will be lucky to be 4-4 when the Tar Heels come calling. And after UNC, Duke has Virginia Tech, Pitt, and Miami. I think David Cutcliffe's honeymoon is over, and Duke will finish 4-8 at best after four straight bowl games. The moral of this story? Don't buy any $80 to $97 general admission tickets to the Carolina game, because if you do, by kickoff, they will be worth closer to the $8 or the $9.70 I thought they were at first glance. This is Archansky. See ya.